Welcome to Light in Your Soul podcast, where we discuss spirituality, mindset, business strategies, and financial literacy
for everyday living.
Every Thursday, the goal of this podcast is to help women raise spiritual awareness, manifest abundance, and activate their gifts to profits. Here's your host, Sonia Jennings.
So welcome to another episode of Light in Your Soul podcast. I am so super excited today because I have the beautiful Fabiana that is going to tell us her story. I was so happy that we've connected because she has such an impactful story that could help a lot of us along our journey. So Fabiana is an international corporate lawyer turned into self-love expert, life coach, public speaker, and writer. So Fabiana, I want to welcome you to our podcast today.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me in this space. And thank you for creating this space so we can share the seeds of wisdom, of love, of empathy. Thank you very much.
Oh, you are most welcome. So without further ado, I do not want to waste time because I want us to have enough time for us to hear your powerful story. So corporate lawyer, international corporate lawyer, okay? If someone's listening out there, and even in my mind, that's a fabulous career. And so I want you to just go dive deep in, take your time, and we'll have some questions at the end. And just tell us and share your story because we're excited. I know my audience is excited because I've been pumping them up all week. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Thank you very much. So to understand where I got into that, I'm going to go a little bit back to my childhood. I am Brazilian, born and bred. I have two older sisters. I grew up in a very loving family. I had everything I could possibly want as a child, a lot of love. I never experienced hunger. I've never experienced any difficulties whilst growing up. I also studied at a very small school where I didn't felt I fit in. I just felt like an outcast there. It was very small. People were very close-minded. And that sense of inadequacy grew up with me since I was very, very, very young. There's no lawyers in my family. My family comes from the doctor background. And I've always been a very decided child. And I decided that I wanted to be the voice of the oppressed and do law. In fourth grade, I decided that's what I want to do for the rest of my life. I want to voice the oppressed. I want to change the world. And hey ho, I'm going for that. But whilst I was doing my bachelor and I started internships, I saw that law in practice was not the same as written law. And that caused a lot of frustration. I saw a lot of injustice. I saw a Brazilian system that didn't work. And I saw that I could not change anything that was outside of myself. So I didn't have the power to change anything that was outside me. And there's a Chinese proverb that says, before you want to change the world, go ahead and go three times around your house. So I was in Brazil with one only reality. I was 20 something, very young. I was doctrined to believe that that was the only recipe for happiness that there was, which was go to a good uni, find yourself a good man, get married, have kids before you're 30, buy a house, and maybe, if you're lucky, go for holidays twice a year. So that was my only reality, the only reality I was exposed. My two older sisters were married, my parents were married, my grandparents are married, and that formula worked well for them. And I was going on the same way. So I had a career in law here in Brazil. I had a fiance that really loved me. I had physical, emotional, spiritual health. So to the outsiders, what could possibly be wrong in my life, right? I was filled with so many blessings. And internally, I felt so lonely, so detached. I felt like my life has no purpose. I wasn't impacting people's life the way I wanted with law. I simply adored my fiance, but that was not the moment for me. I needed to find myself first before I find someone else. Because it wouldn't be fair for me to feel that void inside of me and then just try to fulfill with a marriage or with kids or with holidays or whatever it was external. So the other thing was I couldn't talk to anyone because to the eyes of the other was poor little rich girl. What does she have to worry about? You know, she has good health. Her family loves her. The man loves her. There's nothing wrong. But the problem is no one knows what goes inside skin deep. And that emptiness, that void just kept on growing and growing. And I ended up on my 20-something lying on my bathroom floor because I didn't feel I could talk to anyone, just not knowing what that despair was. Because at the end of the day, I thought something was wrong with me because I should be wanting that. That's what everybody wanted.
Yeah.
So what is wrong with me? So I ended up in a therapist's room thinking I needed fixing, trying to really bake that cake from this recipe that I was fed. And then at some point I said, you know what? I don't know what I want, but I know that that's not what I want. So I took a leap of faith and I went to the UK to, under a false pretext, really, to study a master's in international law. But I really wanted to take a break from everything. All this identity births and all this burden that and masks that I carry, you know, the good student, the athlete, the daughter, the fiance. And I just needed to find myself. Mm. It was very tough. It was really hard because I didn't know anyone in the UK. It was cold. I come from a very warm part of Brazil.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm from the African part of Brazil. So our culture is warm, it's dancing, it's colors. You know, we are warm people and we are warm in temperature as well and climate. So I went there by myself, not knowing what I wanted. I had this gut instinct that I had no idea where it's going to lead me to. And I started studying to support myself for the first time. I was on the other side of the table. I started to work as a waitress. And bear in mind, I had a career as a lawyer here. So my family and people that stayed here, they couldn't understand what I was doing serving tables on the other side of the ocean.
Yeah.
And that noise didn't matter. I'm like, it's just such a humbling experience to serve and to be in contact with people from all different backgrounds. London is so multicultural.
We have people absolutely
beautiful stories. And I was like, you know what? I'm supporting myself. I was living in a house share with people I've never met in my life. Really having to work on that sensibility of accepting people's culture and not judging. So this was really my first work, the internal work. And then I got a job in a big firm there in HSBC, which I still do some consulting jobs for them. But still, I was like, you know what? This is not... Okay, it's I have a title, fine. Am I my title? Does that define me? At the end of the day, I'm going back home by myself, sleeping, thinking, I didn't impact the world. I'm not sharing my gifts. And waking up to an okay life, but not to an amazing life. And I came here to shine. I came here to shine my light, to help people light their light, you know, and to empower each other and to mm-hmm. really create this unity.
Yeah.
It was very hard. I'm not romanticizing growth because it was tough. It was really tough to get to the stage I am now. Mm-hmm. But it so made me be the woman I am today and also find my purpose. So I did my life coaching diploma in London, and I started to life coach and to publish, to write. I'm a writer. I'm a columnist to a Brazilian magazine in London as well, mm-hmm. destined to the Portuguese speakers. So things just, I think like when you open up to the world just open up to you.
Oh my gosh. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And that inner, it's amazing to me how you had this great life that most people probably, I talk about self-doubt. And one of the things I talked about the self-doubt is the zip code of where you're from. And to say the things that you already had, I can imagine because I'm from the Caribbean. I'm from St. Lucia. And I'm from the Caribbean, and I do know that zip code and where you're from make a big difference. One of the things I heard you say is that you had it all pretty much. I mean, for a lot of people that's probably in your community or in Brazil, they would have killed to have the life that you had. But at the end of the day, it's all about what your purpose is. I mean, the name of this podcast is Light in Your Soul. And what it is we help women raise spiritual awareness, but also go after that passion and that purpose of why is your soul here? Why were you put on this earth? And so that is just so amazing. But I can imagine that if someone's probably listening to this podcast and say, I want to make that move, what was the defining moment that said, you know what? I know my family is going to be upset. I know I have more than enough. I am so grateful because it seems like you were grateful, but there was something missing inside. What was that defining moment that says, you know what, Fabi, it's time for you to do something and I want you to do it afraid, because you said that journey was tough and I can imagine it was tough, but what pushed you past that fear? Because we do have a lot of fear when we grew up, especially a lot of us that we grew up in the Caribbean, but anywhere in the world, that's that fear. And a lot of times, you know, I define fear as false evidence appearing real, because if you get rid of fear, you can do so much in life. So tell us, what was that defining moment that said, this is it? Like something maybe you can pinpoint that says, this is it. And how did you get past that fear for you actually just making that move?
Yes. So I think the defining moment was when I caught myself crying on the hard bathroom floor, surrounded by people that love me, but feeling detached because I could not give that love that I was looking for myself. And only you can fill your void. Only you have the cure. It's like going to a doctor. If the doctor prescribes you a medicine, I cannot take on your behalf for you to cure. So at some point, yes, I felt my pain, which was great. But at some point I said, you have to take ownership of your life. You're the only one responsible for your life. You're born alone. You're going to die alone. But what you do between your life and your death, it's entirely your responsibility. So waking up to an okay life when I only have one shot in this physical world with this physical body, that's it. I was like, you, girl, go and do something that makes your eyes twinkle, makes your soul smile. I didn't know what that was, but I was curious to find out. Now, I had fear. I had a lot of fear. Can you imagine leaving everything behind? Warmth, family, fiance, job, career, to explore that which I didn't know what it was, because I didn't have a clear path. I didn't know where I was going.
Right, right.
That standing where I was too painful. And the pain of not belonging on that place moved me further. So I said, you know what? What is this pain trying to teach me? I can stay here. So, and I love this phrase that says, you know, courage is not the absence of fear. It's having fear, but going regardless. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I think a lot of people, they paralyze because they are really scared of judgments, of what people are going to think. They have the imposter, you know, of people are not going to like to hear what I have to say. And at some point, yes, I, you're scared of, you know, losing your identities of the bright student, the good daughter, the mask of the little perfect girl. But at some point I asked myself, do you want to become a product of people's expectations, or are you going to take self-responsibility for your own life?
Yes.
And do that? You know?
Yes. Yes. If we can get past what people think, if we can only get past what people think, I think a lot of us would get to our purpose and our passion sooner. It's that judgmental. I have a coach, because I went through life coaching myself and I'm a certified life purpose coach. The thing about it is getting past that judgment. And when you, one of the things is my coach would say that you have to look at, have you judged? Always come back to yourself. And if you can come to yourself and you realize that how that judgment makes you feel, then you will get past that judgment. And that opens up a big area of your life into manifesting and kind of like creating that life and creating that space that you're trying to create, that judgment. But first of all, you have to learn to not judge others, right? And then also, yes, you have to not worry about what people think. I think a lot of times is that imposter syndrome that you just talked about, is that you have to just be able to take courage and say, you know what, this is my life. And what do I want? And forget about what people think. And most of the time, we think people are thinking about it. But in reality, sometimes they're not even thinking about it. It's just what we put on ourselves, right?
Yeah. I love that you said that, because in shadow work, we have an exercise. When you point one finger at someone, there's three fingers pointing back at you. Yes. So whatever I don't like on others, I work on it on myself. Because a judgment, right, it's just, we're just a mirror. We're just a projection. So if I am judgmental about others, probably I am, you know, the chances are I'm very judgmental about myself.
Yes.
And when you start to look at yourself with compassion and love, automatically all your relationships will change, you know, because it all starts within. It all starts with
yes.
you.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted to do. Like, oh, my, this concept of my other half, you know, he's a great guy, but I am not a half human being. I am a complete whole human being. So I'm over 30. I'm not married. I don't have kids. Shock to my society. But I am a complete human being now. And now I feel ready to have someone that complements me and not complete me, because I'm complete.
Oh my gosh. That is so powerful. Say that again. Say that again.
So now, having gone through all this quest of self-love and self-discovery, I am a complete human being looking for another complete human being that complements my life, that bring lightness and, you know, savor and just enhances, you know, we grow through relationships. And I think relationships are an amazing mirror. But asking for that other one to give you that love that you cannot give it to yourself, it's just not fair to you or to him.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you really do. You have to find that self-love, because, you know, I went through a divorce, and one of the things I realized is that I didn't love myself. I thought I did. And if you don't love yourself, how can you give that love to someone else? And so you're absolutely right. It definitely starts within. I have another question for you, because I know on this journey, you're helping yourself, but I want to know, who are the three people, or were they three people that was an intricate part, whether it was a coach or whoever, that helped you? And so if someone out there thinking that they're alone, can you give them, because sometimes we may think that no one understands what we have to go through, and we always say, oh, I did this by myself. Yes, you did it by yourself, but there's help that you get along the way. And I believe whoever you believe, that's your creator, that the creator sends help for you. So from, I know I've had several, I've had coaches, I've had doctors. I told you about my quantum physics doctor that really helped me to learn about meditation, about chakras and different things. So tell us the three people that helped you along the way. And can you tell our audience three people just in general that they may look to when it comes to help along that self-love, self-discovery journey that a lot of people are being awakened to this this self-love? And I know a lot of people are saying, oh, it's not about self-love. It's absolutely about self-love. You have to start with the love. It has to start from within for you to be able to clearly see, I believe, what your soul mission is here on what we call planet Earth in this universe.
Yeah. I usually say that the world don't happen for us. It happens from us. So absolutely everything starts within. We are not able to give it something to someone else if we don't give it to ourselves. So if it's love that we're looking for, even if it's in a partner, in the family, we need to start to give it to ourselves. How can you give something that you don't possess, right? So for me, one thing I tell my coaches and my followers nowadays is do look for community, because I went through that path by myself, all the deconstruction path of solitude and individuation. I crossed the ocean, so I didn't stay on my birth of identities here. And I do not recommend. I really do recommend finding, you're not alone on that one. No matter how much inner work one has done, no matter how peaceful one looks right now, we all got things to work on. I have so much stuff still rest your faces, because the more light you shed on your shadows, the more it gets illuminated for you to work on. That's life. If we're perfect beings, we wouldn't be in this world, imperfect world, reincarnated. We're here to learn, period. So everyone has things to deal. So I didn't have any formal help that time, during that time, was all I was going through, which was a lot harder because, like you said, I felt detached. I felt no one was going through that. When a matter of fact is, we all long to belong. We all want the same things, basic, which is love and be loved, to give love and be loved. I think God is love. So that's the main message here. And my family, even though they were an ocean apart, was still my strength. I knew I had wings to fly because I could always come home to the warmth and the prayers of my mother. My mother also prayed for me every day. And I don't think there's anything more powerful than a prayer of a mother to a daughter or a son. And apart from that, I've always been very spiritual. So there was this formless, I don't give it a form or anything. I think God is love. But I always felt supported by my ancestors. I come from a very powerful women lineage. You know, in my family is a lot of strong, powerful women. It was something that I had to deconstruct as well a little bit. I always felt very supported by, I don't know, this invisible force that connects. I don't know how to name it or how to define it. It's just indefinable. But I think that's what faith is. It's just going without seeing the result, because I just went. I didn't know what the hell.
Oh, that was a leap of faith, all right. That was a big leap of faith.
So I think these practices of meditation, yoga, and later on, and then I seek for help. I had a therapist, I had a shaman. I'm very curious. So I went through a lot of energy healing. I did my master in Reiki master. So I went through this transformation myself, and then I started like, okay, there's people that are going through the same things. Oh, wow, I can find support here without being judged. So things just turn. So my advice is find a support group. There's so many out there. There's so many free support groups. There's so many people that are sharing all their vulnerability on Instagram, on Facebook. So there's a lot going on. to support
you. Absolutely. I tell my clients too that if you cannot find support within your family, that there are a lot of support groups out there. You write on social media. As long as you know it's a good one, you make sure that you find that positivity. You make sure that they're providing value and they're actually helping you. And the good thing about social media, you don't have to be in any community. If you feel that it's not helping you, you easily just get out of the community. That's one of the good things about it. And so, so yes, absolutely, community, you've got to have that support, especially if you're feeling like you're all alone, but you're really not. But if you're feeling that way, you just have to find that community. Community is so important. So I have a question here, and I want to know for myself, actually. I know you went along this journey. You took a leap of faith. But if someone is right now in a fantastic career, but they are feeling that emptiness, they're feeling that gloom or doom. They're feeling like, I hate this job. I have a friend of mine. She cannot stand her position right now where she's in. She loves the field that she's in. She loves what she does, but there is so much restraints because she's working for this company. But she is not. She cannot be herself. And she does give her all, but every time we have conversations, she talks about, I just need to find another job. I just need to find another job. And so for someone that is passionate about something, but they don't necessarily, they're probably not walking in their purpose right now. And they're saying, okay, well, I'm a corporate attorney as well. Oh, I'm an accountant. I'm a CPA. I'm a great project manager, and I'm working in corporate. What can you tell them that you would, if anything, that you would have changed different during your transition? So yes, you took that leap of faith, but maybe there are some people that's not there. They don't want to necessarily take that leap of faith. Was there something that maybe you remember that you did that you said, this is what I would have changed? Maybe wouldn't have been so hard, because a lot of times our lessons we learn for us to teach others, hey, I went through this, and what I would have done differently if I could tweak something. Was there anything or any advice you can give us for anyone that's out there listening and saying, Fabiana, I'm exactly where you were years ago before your transition, and I do not want to cross the waters. I do not want to do such a big leap of faith, but I want to go in that direction. What would you have done differently, or what advice can you give us to make that transition?
I have a couple of advice. First one, don't compare yourself to anyone else.
Ooh, that is a good one. That is such a good one. I post that all the time on my social media pages. That is so awesome. You have to give us that number one again.
Yeah, that is so detrimental, and you had a purpose before anyone else had an opinion. Your shoes is your shoes to walk on. No one needs to understand your path, but having it clear, a clear path, purpose, or what success means to you helps a lot, which was something I didn't have, because there's one thing that I came to learn in this world is how to have patience, because I'm not a very patient person. I just jump in without seeing the end of it. I just jump. And I could have done things a little bit more easier with not. My mom always says, she's like, you lack fear. You just dive with your head. Take it slow. But that's me. That's me. I could probably avoid a lot of pain, being a little bit more cautious and being a little bit more, you know, not so eager to just transform. I'm not like a phoenix. For me, it's about transformation 360. I like to dive deep, very deep on stuff. So take your time. Don't rush. You know, things open up. Really take your time to resignify what purpose means to you and what success means to you. That's one thing I bring so much during my coaching sessions, because people often think, oh, success is having a house, is having a relationship, is having the beach body. And it's not. No one on the deathbed ever said, oh, I wanted a bigger house, or I wanted to a better body. Everyone says, oh, I wanted to have more time to be with my loved ones. And when it's really the routine that they miss and not the grandiosity. So life is happening now at this very moment. So really praise that and be grateful for this moment, because it's really what you have, right? That's all we have. So also success, redefining and signifying what success means to you and you only, is very important. Because if you take to the perspective of a fisherman, success for him is having the catch of the day. For someone that wants to be a mother, is experiencing motherhood. For someone that is career oriented, is maybe having that promotion. Mm-hmm. For me, success meant helping people to thrive and flourish and discover the true meaning, what it means to be here right now in this world, in this body, and living a fulfilled life. So it's really what matters to you, what makes your soul sing. You know, what did you like to do as a children? Go back to that. If you don't know what's your purpose or what success means to you, go back. See what were your gifts as a children? What would you like? Or if you died tomorrow, what would you regret? You know, I think this is a starting point.
That is fabulous. Absolutely. When I was finding my purpose, it was there all along from the very beginning. So you're absolutely right. When I was a little child, I can remember 6, 7, 8, 9 years old, what I was passionate about. And it's exactly what I'm doing today. But again, we had to go through that life path. We had to go through different things, different experiences, crossing the water if we have to, jumping in and doing things and going and getting that degree and having this fabulous career. Some people might think, but you just dropped it all. But no, it's that fulfillment. It's that life path. And you're absolutely right. It took me a long time for me to get it. But I had been in all along. I just thought it looked different. And sometimes you have to take that step back. And again, you have to look inside. You have to look internal. You have to love yourself sometimes for that to come out. So it's all of those things. So you're absolutely right. From the very beginning, childhood, the purpose was already there. I love what you said. I'm going to steal this quote. I'm going to give you credit for it. But you said you had purpose before anyone's opinion. Oh my gosh, that is so powerful. That is so powerful. That is so powerful. You had purpose before anyone's opinion. So when you're thinking about what does this person think or what people think, your purpose was already there, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. You just have to push through and use some of these strategies that Fabiana is sharing with us today, right? And so I know we're coming to a close. We're coming to a close. I want to ask you to, first of all, before you give information on how people can get in touch with you and follow you, etc., I want you to give us your very best advice when it comes to transitioning from where you are and thinking of where you are and actually where you want to be. Like if I'm thinking about my life right now and I'm saying, these are the things that I want, these are the things I desire. I want to be there in the next 2 years or 5 years or 8 years. I want to find my life purpose and I want to be able to walk in it. What would be your very best advice as a life coach that you could give us? And then I want you to tell us how we can start following you, how we can start supporting you, and tell us everywhere we can find you.
Perfect. I think the first step is to acknowledge where you are right now and really take the guilt and the self-loathing out of it. Oh, I'm here. Don't play the victim. Acknowledge where you are right now and take responsibility for where you are right now. And I believe there are no coincidences. You are there because you need to be there. Either it is to move forward or to learn something. So if we take energy, for example, energy is energy. It's emotion equals energy in motion. We judge it. The human mind judges it as good or as bad, right? But energy is energy. Same thing right now. Where you are right now is not good, is not bad, period. Acknowledge that. Having a clear path of what you want, where you want to be, is great, amazing. But allow yourself as well, being open for life and be open for the life to flow through you is really good. Because what I often think, people that they have a very clear, defined objective, which is great, they know where they're going. But sometimes life just not turns out like we want to. And I believe that life really happens on the unexpected. That's where life happens. So having this, you know, kind of knowing how to dance with life flow and having this awareness that this is what you want, but it might not turn out that way. And that's okay, because you take every experience as a teacher and not as a failure, just to keep going and to keep moving forward. And if you think about it, when we stumble, it creates a movement, and that movement propels us forward. So first step is take the judgments out. Take the judgments out. Mm-hmm. You know, it might turn out that in 2 years' time, you're going to be where you want, but it might turn out that it takes 5 years, or it takes 10 years, or it might turn out that in the mid of the way, you find out that it's something else you want. So not being congealed and not being so, life is the journey. Life happens in the journey, not the destination. Mm-hmm. So having this consciousness, you know, this consciousness that it's now, your life is just happening now, and just enjoy the moment, bring joy to every moment. Because if you think on the destination all the time, this creates anxiety, because anxiety is thinking of the future or you live in the past and not being present. So yes, have a clear, make, you know, break it into steps, because it's nice to know where we're going to get and what actions we need to get there, aligning your intention with your actions, but also leaving space for joy and for life to flow through you.
Yes, enjoying life, enjoying life. That's one of the things I've learned. I find that I have to be happy every single day, and I find it in the moment, in the very moment. I have to be happy every single day, because it makes me take inspired action. And that's when I'm able to create and do things and to just be more relaxed. My spiritual awakening has allowed me to be relaxed, because I used to be so tense. Everything had to be, you know, and now just relaxing. And it, like you said, that, you know, life is the journey. It happens on the journey, not the destination. Yes, that's where you want to go, because that's your plan and that's where you want to go. But oh my gosh, it's so beautiful if you enjoy the ride, right? If you enjoy the ride. So tell us where we can get in contact with you. We can start following you and all of that good stuff, how we can support you. So have at it.
So right now I'm focusing my energy on just one social media stream on Instagram, Fabi_Doria, and I'm on LinkedIn as well, but I'm most active on Instagram, and it's a bilingual Instagram, because I like to support my both of my homes, you know, my second home, and I'm just an undefined being with no nationality. So if I can reach out to more people to spread this word and love, I will do that. So nowadays I do everything. I'm going online. So group coaching, one-to-one coaching. I do lives in English every Monday. I bring in empowered, powerful women to share their story as well, from every range of age, of different backgrounds. So I have this set every Monday. It's from the series, Marry Yourself First. This is a workshop I created based on my own experience. And I used to do presentially in London, but now I'm bringing it online. So I think that the best way is either to contact me via Instagram or on a DM, or there's my work email there as well, or through LinkedIn.
I will definitely put your contact information below this podcast. I will definitely put all of your handles on there. Before we leave, ladies, you heard what she said? She said, marry yourselves first. Stop looking for that man. You need to marry yourself first. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
It's the only person you're never going to divorce, right? It's
yourself. My gosh.
So it doesn't matter if you're single, married, divorced, widowed. It's an everyday choice. We have to look in a mirror and be happy with what we see and be able to sit on an empty space and feel its fullness with our presence. So marry yourself.
That is so awesome. Oh my gosh, Fabi, I could just go on and on and on. So I want you to know, I want you to come back and I want you to be able to share even more with us. I know this, the questions is going to help a lot of people listening to this podcast for years to come, because a lot of people are having this spiritual awakening. And I believe that it is so important that people tell their stories. And I believe that each and every one of us have a story, and we have to get it out there, because our story and our lessons learned is what is helping other people and will help other people in the future. So I want to take this time to thank you so, so much for taking time out of your schedule to come in and sharing your experience, your energy. You're such a beautiful soul, and I'm so happy that we are connected. And please promise us that you will come back and embrace us with your presence again, with your love. And I am definitely going to be stalking you, because I absolutely love what you're doing. I absolutely love what you're doing. So again, I want to thank you so much. I want to send you peace, love, and light, and everything great for your journey that you're on, helping other people, women and men.
Thank you for, again, having this space, because I believe love doesn't reside only the seed itself, but in the act of seeding. And that's what you're doing precisely. It's just spreading this to as many people as you can and sharing these stories, bringing guests here to share their story and having this exchange. So I think beautiful souls recognize each other. So thank you so, so much for having me. And 100%, I'm back whenever you want.
Yes, well, you are most welcome. Okay, so beautiful souls, this has been another episode of Light in Your Soul podcast. Be sure to share this out with your friends and your family. Be sure to subscribe to the channel and go ahead and follow my fabulous new friend, Gabby. And I will put the information on her handle below this podcast. We'll see you guys in the next episode.
Thanks. Join us this week on Light in Your Soul podcast. Check us out on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sonia G. Jennings and at SoniaJennings.com for more information on spiritual, mental, financial, and physical life. As always, subscribe to the show to catch every new episode and leave us a review so we can continue to bring you fresh content. See you next week.